Hello and welcome to our reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. We're beginning a new series and we're going to be travelling through some of John's Gospel. And as we do so, we're going to ask the question, how do we love others like Jesus does? And this week, we're reflecting on the beginning part of the first chapter of John's Gospel. So I'm going to read from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Whenever I read this passage, I always find it awe-inspiring. I find it, just fantastically amazing. And it's also an interesting place for John to start his gospel story. If we were going to write a gospel account, I imagine most of us would start as the other gospel writers did, and start with either Jesus' birth, like Matthew and Luke did, or with the beginning of his earthly ministry, as Mark did. It is where the story seems to naturally begin. But this is not what John does, because he recognises that the good news of Jesus does not begin with his coming to earth. Instead, John recognises an important truth, an amazing truth. Jesus was there at the beginning, not just the beginning of the New Testament, but the beginning of all time and history. And so John begins his writing with the bold statement, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." What an awesome revelation. And this statement reveals so much about who Jesus is. The claim that Jesus, the Word of God, was there at the beginning of all things displays the fact that Jesus is eternal. His birth as a baby in Bethlehem was not the beginning of his life. In fact, Jesus didn't just live. In him was life itself. He has no beginning and no end. I find this to be mind-boggling. As someone who is a self-confessed history lover, I find it bizarre to try and imagine that Jesus has seen and been involved in all of history. He was there before anything came into his existence. And in fact, all things were made through him. So not only is Jesus eternal, he is the God, the Lord of all creation. He created not just the world, but the whole universe. Everything that we can see and everything that we cannot even begin to imagine or know about. So I have a very limited knowledge about science or things in the universe. But even with what I do know, knowing that Jesus is the Lord of it all is so awesome. And of course, John is clear in pointing out that Jesus wasn't just a man. He is God. John wanted his readers to know that Jesus wasn't just a prophet or a learned man or a teacher. He was so much more than those things. Jesus is God. Jesus, the Word, was with God, and the Word is God. Last week I spoke about the difficulty that we have in understanding the Trinity, and this is potentially one of those passages that we struggle with. Jesus was with God, and he is God. It might not seem to make much sense to our minds, but nonetheless, it is the truth. Now, this kind of description of Jesus is absolutely amazing, but it can also make him seem kind of distant, far off, unconnected, and perhaps even uninterested in the things on earth. Acknowledging that Jesus is eternal, the creator and Lord of the universe, and that he is God makes him appear to be too vast and wonderful for us to comprehend, even a tiny bit. And this is why it is even more dramatic when we read that this God, this eternal Lord of creation, chose to enter into his creation and become part of it. Jesus was not an aloof puppet master or an absent creator. Instead, Jesus got involved with his creation by becoming a part of it. He became one of us. Jesus is eternal, and yet he faced and conquered over death for us. Jesus is God, and yet he came to earth, fully God, but also fully man. He came here to be among us, frail, fragile, weak and vulnerable. God demonstrated his abundant love for us, not just by telling us, but by showing us. He displays his love by showing up in our broken, hurting world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I find this so overwhelming. God loves us so much that he came into the world he created, even though the world did not recognize him or accept him. One of my favorite verses of this passage is verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Jesus made his dwelling among us. And I particularly like this verse in the Message translation, which says, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighbourhood. Somehow this translation of the verse really brings it home to me that Jesus entered the world not just to be there for the people in the first century Roman occupied Israel. Jesus is in our neighbourhood. He's in our community. He's in our houses. God loves us so much that he is in our very lives. And this fact allows us to say, along with John, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This truth isn't just so that we can be joyful that we are known as children of God and we can have the Holy Spirit with us at all times. Of course, we celebrate those things and rejoice in our great and loving God who has moved into our neighbourhood. However, we also have a responsibility. We, like John the Baptist, are called to be witnesses to the light that shines in the darkness. We are called to love others like Jesus loved us. What a huge challenge and responsibility. It's such a big challenge that it's hard to know where to start, what to do, how to love like Jesus. And this is why we're looking at that question in our series. But be assured, we don't have to do this alone. The power of the Holy Spirit works in us to help us as we demonstrate God's love. As we can see from today's passage, the first step to showing God's love is to show up. Jesus revealed his love for us by showing up and moving into our neighbourhood. Where do we show up? Where do we go and meet people? Are there opportunities for us to make a difference to someone's life by showing up? Where does God want you to show up? Of course, we have to be careful of our motives for showing up in the places where we feel called to go. People can tell when we come with ulterior motives. If we show up in order to convert someone, they'll be able to tell that there is no real desire for relationship. When we show up, we need to have a genuine love and interest for the people. Quite a while ago, I read a book that spoke about the concept of being with other people rather than working for. So often we think we need to work for people by solving their problems or providing them with something that they need. But this assumes that we have all the resources and they are the ones who want to have all the help. But if we focus on being with someone, it reminds us that we both have assets that we can share with one another, and equally we both have things that we need help with. Being with isn't about doing things for people, it is about building genuine relationships based on mutual aid and care. Especially at the moment, there is a real need for these honest, caring, loving relationships. In a time where we have been isolated and separated from people for over a year, we probably all feel the desire to have proper conversations with one another. Are there relationships that you already have with another person that you feel can be strengthened and built upon? Or are there new relationships you want to build? God wants to reveal his love through the connections that you make. Where is he asking you to show up?